Mummy.
Yes,
Mum. What's in that box?
What's in the box?
It's a telephone.
Oh, gosh, it is, isn't it?
It's Thomas's telephone.
It is Thomas's telephone. I'll tell you what it is.
It's shop. It's messy toy shop.
It's from your toy shop. From your what toy shop?
My shop makes lots of mess.
Your messy shop?
Yeah.
Why is it messy?
Because you're doing something, like finding our trouble. You do something like it. Big. Look at this!
Well, I'm just about to do something like this. I want one of those black trousers.
Mummy, you're doing something.
You do. If you're closing something, you do that.
More about a lorry. I just put some sausages in there.
Pretending it's a lorry with sausages, it's actually an old cardboard box, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you've got it upturned and you're closing the lid and pretending it's a lorry.
Mummy, I'm setting off now. I have a kiss.
You can, certainly.
I'm setting off now. I'm shutting my front doors.
You're shutting your front doors. We'll have a nice journey, won't you? Have a safe journey. Listen, Mummy's just going to plug the iron in, Thomas, and turn the iron on. So while you're playing there, you must be careful not to step back onto the iron, won't you? Where are you delivering your sausages to, Thomas?
Oh, because some people want to buy some.
You want to buy some, so you're delivering them to a shop? Or are you delivering them to somebody's home?
Somebody's home.
Somebody's home, right. What address are you going to?
I'm going to...
Whose house are you going to?
Christopher's
house. I never know the number of his house. I think it's something like number... Let me think about it. 246...
These are off.
I was going to say number... No, I think they're odd numbers on that side, aren't they? They must be, because we're odd numbers and we're on the same side. I think he's number 7. I'm not sure. When we walk past later, we'll have a little look, shall we?
Yes. I knock on the door, see? Is that knocking?
Well, I don't think we'll knock on the door. I don't think we'll actually knock on the door. We'll just have a little look when we walk past, because we're bound to have the number of the house on the door like we have.
I'm looking at my box.
Actually, we haven't got the number of the house on our door, have we? We've got a little plaque at the side.
What for?
You see that little plaque on her, it's still there, a little plaque on her house. It's at 44.
My house. Sue's house.
Sue's house, yes, it's a hand-painted plaque. And hers is okay. 44.
I'm putting the sweeties in that box.
Oh. Are you going to pretend to put some sweeties in the box?
Come and get the sweetie light.
Oops. Pardon?
Sweetie light.
Get the sweetie light, you call. Well, I think it's a little bit near lunchtime, Thomas.
This is a sweet light.
Is it?
Never mind. Later!
Well, shall we put... Would you like those pebbles to play with again that we were playing with the other day?
Oh, yeah!
You can put some sweeties,
No, I want some sweeties.
Look, it's too near lunchtime. Look, we've put these pebbles into a plastic box now.
No, I want it.
You don't want to? Okay, have them there if you do. What sort of sweeties do you like, Thomas?
The things that I bought in the sweetie shop.
Things you bought in the sweetie shop? You usually buy some little jelly worms and little jelly snakes and crocodiles, but you've eaten those, haven't you, Thomas?
In the supermarket.
Oh, that wasn't the sweetie shop, was it?
No.
Those were the little... fruit sweets. I know what you like. You bought them in a packet, didn't you?
I want to give one in here now.
No, Thomas, because it's too early lunch time.
No, after!
What do you mean, after? Precisely. You don't want your lunch, you just want sweets. That's no good. Do you not remember that book we had about the dentist?
No.
Well, I think the last part of the book warns you not to eat too many sweets. You don't really understand, because when you've been to the dentist, it's always been quite pleasurable, because the dentist has been nice to you and he's looked in your mouth and said, well done. But one day, Thomas, you're going to need a filling. And then it won't be quite so nice.
What filling?
Well, sometimes the dentist has to do some work in your mouth. If you eat a lot of sweets, the sugar will attack, you know, the white bit on your tooth. You tap your tooth. That's the iron making that noise. You tap the tooth. It's hard, isn't it? Listen. That's enamel. And if you eat too many sweets, that enamel will get damaged and you'll get a little hole in the tooth.
Uh-huh.
And it will ache, it will hurt. And the only way we can stop it aching is for the dentist to do something to your mouth. And it isn't very nice. It's not as nice as when you go and see him and he says there's nothing there.
Check this box. Nothing's in it.
There isn't, are you quite right? I've shaken it. There's nothing in it.
And like then, the pebbles.
Oh, the pebbles are there in this clear plastic box. There you are.
Thank you.
And then the dentist will say, why have you been eating so many sweets? You've damaged your beautiful teeth. It'll be too late then, won't it?
Yeah.
You brush your teeth very regularly, don't you? Every morning, every night. And what does your toothbrush say?
Sing, sing, sing along, sing along with me. Brush, brush your teeth, you say you'll be great for me.
That's right, that's a little blue toothbrush that Sister Eileen bought you for your third birthday. And you press it and it says, sing, sing, sing along with glee. It's glee. Brush, brush, brush your teeth each day and be a friend to me.
I call it ring.
What do you call it?
Ring.
What do you call it, Thomas?
Chins.
Chins?
Yeah. I'm better getting setting up now.
Are you?
Yeah. Have a good kiss.
Okay, watch the eye. Oops. That sounds like somebody's bought a newspaper.
You'll get it. I get it.
You get it, that's right. You get it, because Mummy's busy ironing, isn't she?
Two newspapers.
Two newspapers. Wow. It's exciting.
Look.
Oh, yes. Wow. You keep us busy this weekend, won't you, reading those? Heavens above.
Yeah.
Do you think they're in your TNT lorry?
No, those are too big.
What's too big? They're too big to go in your little lorry, are they?
Yeah.
Let me just have a quick glance and see what papers we've got. All right. Check it. There's something in it now. Have you got some little pebbles in there?
Yeah.
Little stones.
I'll show you. Look!
Have a look. Wow! What are they? Sweeties or sausages?
Sweeties.
Wow.
I bought some more sweeties.
You can, can't you? Now, I've just got to go and get that shirt of dough. Please be careful. The iron's switched off and it's up there, Thomas. But don't go near it, please, because it will burn. What sort of sweeties have you got?
Magic gems.
Magic gems? You mean midget gems?
Yes, I'm sweet and marmite. Yes, and magic gems. Mmm. Stones in here.
A few stones, oh sweeties. Watch you don't drop them on your foot because it'll hurt.
There you go. Open the lid and it's Smarties.
Smarties.
We can't eat them.
Can't tell why.
Because
you want them all, don't you?
I don't eat lot.
Oh, have you licked that one?
No.
Oh, it's almost that pebbles from the beach. They'll taste salty and sandy. You know how if you dip your fingers in the sand and you're in the sand pit? Yeah. And then you lick, whoops, on your foot, and then you lick your fingers?
Yeah.
What does it taste of?
I don't know.
Salt.
No. What's say?
Tastes a little bit salty, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Do you remember when you went to play at Robert's house?
Yeah.
Robert was licking his fingers, wasn't he, when he was playing with Sam? And he said it tasted nice. And his mummy was getting very cross because she said, listen to that sound. He thought it was tasty, didn't he?
Yeah.
Have you put one in your pocket? Whoops. I frightened you by your feet, John, because it would really hurt you.
That's what it is.
What have you done?
I showed them. Got some plenty more.
You've got plenty more to deliver. Are you going to a sweet shop with them?
No.
Where are you going with all the sweeties?
Chip shop.
You're going to the chip shop?
Yes.
Well, have you got sweeties or have you got potatoes in your lorry?
Potatoes.
We saw that, didn't we? When we went to Didsbury.
Yeah.
To music lesson.
Yeah.
We saw that lorry outside the chip shop, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me. And what was he carrying?
Chips and potatoes.
He was carrying potatoes, wasn't he? It was a potato merchant's lorry. Remember, said they would take the potatoes inside and then they would be peeled and chopped into chip shapes and then put in the hot fat and fried, and then people would go into the shop to eat fish and chips. We'd eat them a little bit. But I think it's very true, Thomas. I haven't actually been in that fish and chip shop, but they're bound to sell things that look like fish and chips, aren't they? They must have drinks. I would imagine they have cans and bottles of drinks. Well, they possibly do sell sweets. I don't know anything about it, but we can pretend your fish and chip shop sells sweets, can't we?
Yeah, yeah. I know.
In fact, I think outside of the fish and chip shop in Didsbury, there's one of those little sweetie machines. You know the ones where you put the money in? You can see the sweets through the clear plastic tube, can't you? You put your money in, press a button, and what happens?
No.
The sweeties fall out.
Oh, yeah. A chemist.
The chemist? Is the one at the chemist as well?
No, yeah.
What do you buy in the chemist shop?
I don't know.
We go there quite often, don't we? Well, we can buy toothpaste and toothbrushes and shampoo and tissues. Oops. And you need nappies at bedtime, don't you?
Yeah.
So we can buy nappies. Well, when we want some nice bubble bath and talcum powder. And things like cotton wool. You bought a makeup bag last week, didn't she? What about lipstick? What about Mummy's red lipstick?
What say?
Mummy's lipstick.
Oh yeah.
You can buy that in the chemist.
What say?
What did I say? I said we can buy lipstick in the chemist.
Oh yeah.
We buy a lot of things that we can buy from a chemist when we go to the supermarket, don't we? Things like shampoo and soap and toothpaste we usually get to the supermarket. Our Queensway sells sweeties and toys and books and games, doesn't it? Are you so busy looking at the back of your van that you're not talking to me anymore?
No, I'm so busy talking with you.
Too busy talking with me, or are you too busy loading up your lorry?
Loading up my van.
Oh, your van, right. Can you hear this iron making the noise?
That's fine.
It's a steam, it's like a steam train, but it's a steam iron. Whoosh! Went the steam. What book is that from, Thomas?
Well, my book from the railway station.
Your book's about the railway station. Which, who was it? Who, was it that book about the Christmas tree? The one when Thomas went to buy to get the Christmas tree ready for the carol concert at the station and he got stuck in the snow?
Yeah.
Oh, he got back to the tree just in time, didn't he? The other engines had to go and... And they had to help dig him out. And they got the Christmas tree decorated just in time before the carol concert started. And I think the fat controller said to the engines, "You've all worked so hard and done such a good job."
You can then on for the Christmas and Harold the helicopter.
That's right, Harold the helicopter arrived, didn't he? And who got out of Harold the helicopter?
Santa
or Father Christmas, yes, Santa Claus. He's got lots of names, hasn't he? And he handed out presents to the children, didn't he? But the fat controller was so pleased with the engines for doing a good job that he said, "You can stay and enjoy the party." And I'm sure one of the engines was so excited that he let out a shot of steam and he went, whoosh. I can't think which engine it would be. Was it James?
Yeah!
It sounds like the sort of thing James might do. We'll have to put all those Christmas books in a separate box at that time. Because it's warm weather now, isn't it? We're not really thinking about Father Christmas and Christmas with snow. We should put them all in the box and label it Thomas's Christmas books. Then next year, when it gets nearly Christmas time, you can get them out again and start reading them.
Okay.
What do I say? Can you not hear what I'm saying?
No.
Why not? Oh gosh, because you're rattling your fingers too much. I said we'll put all your Christmas books into a box and label it Thomas's Christmas books. And then next year, when it gets to nearly Christmas, that's in November, we can start looking at them.
There you go.
There you go, thank you. Would you like to just leave them there, Poppet, please, on this chair? I'm a little bit frightened. No, 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 don't get near the iron, it will burn. Just look, Mummy will put a chair there. That's it, you all. Thank you. Would you like to put them there, please? Not on the iron. No.
Oh, I'll put them.
No, I'd prefer you to put them there, please, Thomas.
No.
Well, it's no good putting them here. How about popping them into this bag? Look, don't get near the iron, it won't burn. There you are, that's Mummy's special shopping bag. Now pop them in there. What's that?
Put them all in there.
That's Mummy's pack bag. Don't put too many in because it might break. Just a few, it isn't very strong, Thomas. What can you see on the peg bag? What pictures are in the bag?
Eggs.
Eggs? What are those?
I'm too busy.
You're too busy.
How does mine want?
Yeah, don't put any more in, Thomas, because it'll break. And if it breaks, it'll fall onto your foot or the stone, it'll fall out. We had a lot of books last year about Christmas and the snow, didn't we? I just think we should put them all away until next Christmas. And as long as we've got it properly labelled and we remember where we put it, then we can get them out again. And really, Easter's past now, because we had a few books with spring lambs and chickens and bunny rabbits and stories about Easter eggs. Do you think we should put those away as well?
Yeah. I know.
I don't think we've only got any boxes to just about the summer, people have this summer. But the Easter and Christmas box.
This is hard work.
Is it hard work?
But there are two lots of stones in it.
Two lots of stones in it. Are they stones or are they sweeties?
Passengers.
They're passengers? Goodness me. Well, that's different, isn't it? I didn't think you were carrying passengers. Look, Thomas, your little trains are here. Would you like to reach them and then you can play on the floor there? Can you see your little trains?
No.
Just behind the vacuum cleaner there. So take them through there, Thomas. Come here with me, please. No, come here, please. Because I can't see you. No, I can't. Please come here.
I'm just too busy.
No, you're not just too anything. Come on. Thomas, don't speak to me like that. Boy pushing. Thomas, I shall get very cross with you in a minute.
You're not your one.
I will, because you don't push people.
No!
Oh dear, we've got a temper on us today, haven't we?
No!
We have. What's the matter?
Not anything!
It doesn't sound like not anything to me. If you're crying, you must have a good reason. What's the reason?
I don't know.
It's a little bit silly getting worked up then, isn't it? If there isn't a reason. Do you think it's time to have some lunch?
I think it's not.
You think it's not? No. Thomas, don't, because it's too heavy, darling. Uh-oh. You're going to hurt yourself trying to lift that. Sweetheart, come in here. Is this the sweetie shop or the van here, Thomas? Is this the sweetie shop or the van? The box that you filled with pebbles. Come and have a look at this and tell me what it is.
On the gate.
Are you trying to hang a little peg bag on the gate, were you? Yeah. And would it not fit?
No.
Oh, dear.
I wanted to.
Oh, no. Things don't always work out, treasure, do you?
No.
It's not worth getting upset about, is it? I don't think so, anyway. Not worth it at all. Well, who's getting on with the ironing? I've done black trousers and double shirts, and now I've got these pillowcases to iron up. Everything's got so dry, with it being very sunny and warm outside. It's taking a long time to iron. Ah, that's better, isn't it?
Put those on.
What's
this
big
load on there?
Put them on there. That's better.
Oh, no.
Oh, stop it.
They put that on.
Do you not like me doing another job as well?
No.
You don't like me doing something else, do you?
No.
You like me just doing things with you.
Yeah.
Oh, but push it. This is ideal because I can stand and do this and watch you. No one can talk to one another.
No one is on.
You don't want to.
No.
Oh, do you want to use your potty?
I want to put it on here.
Do you want to use your potty, Thomas?
No.
No, thank you, Mummy.
No. I don't say that.
You can't say no, thank you, Mummy.
No.
Could you try? Don't you?
No.
I think it's time to get your hands washed and have something to eat. Are you feeling a little bit tired?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
Oh, Tom. You had a busy morning, Bernie.
Yeah.
Well, I'll stop playing. Come on, let's have a cup. Come on, have a cup. You'd like to see little tears in your eyes. Oh, that was better, isn't it? Yes. Oh, come on, just pop it. Let's have a little break, shall we?
No, I don't want a break.
You don't want a break?
No.
Oh, dear, if you know what you do want.
No. I got a big ball for you.
Oh, thank you. You brought me a big football. That's nice.
I bought it in Sainsbury's.
Did you buy it in Sainsbury's?
Yes.
Oh, that's lovely. That's very nice.
Let's get the football tricks.
Can you?
Yeah.
Come on, then you show me what tricks you can do. Oh, wow. Is that a football trick?
Yes, it is, actually.
Yes, it is, actually.
Football men do.
So what football men do? Football players?
Follow men do. Follow grass.
Do they?
Yes.
Oh, dear, dear.
That's a hard trick.
It is a hard trick, isn't it? The trick is to fall and not hurt yourself. That's the best trick.
Then the fireman Sam is got on his end to go back and up.
Right.
Then he got on stop his end to go fast. Then he stopped. He got to go. And the man walking.
Are you a man walking?
Yeah.
Could I give the man a kiss?
Just you can.
Oh, gosh, that's a big kiss. I didn't get a chance to kiss you. You kissed me first. Oh, what a nice boy. Are you happy, darling?
Yeah. Then the man, then he jumped, walked on the road, and he jumped on his engine, then he's backing up again.
Right, so he's jumped on his engine, he's backing up, is he?
Then back to the fire service.
Back to the fire service. He's going back to the fire station, is he?
No, mine's in the fire service.
Am I?
The firefighter Penny Wallace.
Am I firefighter Penny Wallace? So right, I'm glad I've got a role.
The fireman Sam walking on his own. His fire engine's broken down.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh dear, you'll have to get the tow truck, won't you? Try and tow it away.
No, but it is okay. Then Sam said, you don't have his engine check. Lying in there. Go.
Oh, right. I thought you were going to start singing that song then.
What song?
The one about jumped out his engine with a little shout.
Yeah.
Quick as a wink, your fire is. You're going to get stuck under there, Thomas Henry, aren't you?
No.
Shall we have a look at that book we bought with the different machines in?
What sheams?
What sheams? Machines. I'm not quite sure what's in it.
Dig my big digger book.
Your digger book, yes. It's not a big book, it's just a small book.
An ambulance in it.
Is there an ambulance in it?
Yeah. I'll show you.
Henry was looking at that. I had a book called Tinkles the Taxi, which I think is in the spare room, but I can't get to it. Let me just wipe your eye, darling, because you've got something in the corner of your eye. Just look at me first, please, Tom. Thomas, just look at the...
Look!
Oh, yes, wow. That's it. I just didn't want whatever that was to go into the corner of your eye.
Look, there's a smoke mixer. There's a strong old carry. There's a round called a great old hook.
precious and all sorts. Let's sit down. Oh, this little book, Tootles the Taxi, was a similar book. It had all sorts of different things in, like a taxi and a fire engine, and they all had names. It's a ladybird book. Is this a ladybird book? Yes, it is. This is probably the same sort of thing. This is called On the Move. I wonder if they still do Tootles the Taxi. Right. Gosh, what can you see?
The cement mixer.
We saw a cement mixer today, didn't we?
Yeah.
You're coming back from Didsbury, remember?
Back home. Yes.
We're coming back home, aren't we?
There's a police car.
Mm.
Neon's on flashing.
Right, shall we read it?
Yeah.
It's called On the Move. See the cars driving along the road. Some are going fast.
That one's going fast.
It is. They're overtaking the slower cars. Have we been in a car this morning?
Going faster.
Going fast. Which car were we in this morning?
That one.
That one?
Yeah.
What sort of car is that?
Blue.
A blue car?
A Focus.
A Focus? A Ford Focus like Grandad's?
Yeah.
I think we were actually in a red car this morning, weren't we? Do you remember?
What red car? No, it's a taxi.
A taxi, that's what I mean, yes. Right, what's on the next page?
Tractor.
A tractor. Here is a tractor working on a farm. It is going up and down the field. Do you know what's on the back of the tractor?
Yeah.
What is it?
A fence.
A fence. It's called a plough.
Yeah, a farm.
It ploughs the ground up. Gets it ready for things like seeds to go in it. What's this?
A police car.
A police car. The police car has a flashing light. It's going very fast. The siren goes, wah, 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 wah.
Yeah.
What do you think the siren does?
Nina, Nina.
Nina, Nina. I used to say Bebar, Bebar. Yeah. And then you started calling them Ninas, and the book calls them wah, 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 wahs.
Yeah.
Well, we heard a few minutes ago, we heard a Nina, didn't we?
A Nina.
I think it was on, we were on Burnish Lane, we think it was on Kingsway, don't we? What did we think it was?
A fire engine.
A fire engine. And what's this?
There's a ladder.
That's right, this is a cement mixer.
What's that ladder
well,
for?
Well, I would imagine that's so that the man can climb up the ladder, uppity, 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 up right to the top. And then he can see what's going on, or he can put some more sand in. The big fat body of the cement mixer turns slowly round and round as it drives along.
No, no, nothing. It'll get a hole off.
No, what, no?
No, there's things.
Do you mean little ladders going up to the cab?
Yeah.
What do we see at the weekend, apart near us?
Don't know.
What about things like the Coca-Cola lorry?
Yeah.
And the Schweppes lorry?
Yeah. I better go now. I'm going now on my lorry.
Are you going to go on your lorry, had you?
Yeah. I'll see you next weekend.
Oh, see you next weekend. Okay, bye-bye.
Sorry.
Oh, are you pretending to be the lorry driver that parks near the pub?
There's parks.
Because there are always big lorries parked there, aren't there, near the pub? We had that big yellow Schweppes one, we had the big Coca-Cola one. 2 weekends running we've had the Coca-Cola one.
There's a big Diet Cola, lots of decked with balloons.
Decked with lots of balloons?
Lots of doors. Pack.
I didn't see any balloons on it. Even Daddy went to have a look at it with us, didn't he?
There's lots of wheels. And then you saw that old man. Say hello.
Hello, Diet Coke Man.
Hello. I'm sending off now.
Are you?
I'm bringing some cans of Diet Coke and ginger beer.
Oh, you bringing me some cans of Diet Coke and ginger beer? That's very kind.
And birdie food.
And birdie food?
And diet things.
And diet things.
Diet things like Daddy was doing.
Oh, diet things like Daddy has.
Yeah, and you go, psh.
Don't Daddy has lots of diet dreams at the moment, doesn't he?
Yep.
Is Daddy slimming?
He's got a foot in the back, pushes that trailer down.
I see. When you press the button, the trailer comes down on the back of your bicycle, just like on the lorry. Because those big lorries we've seen, the backs come down, don't they, and form a sort of ramp so that the men can load up all the trolleys with all the boxes and cans of beer and coke and whatever else they sell.
Delivering sausages.
You're delivering sausages now, are you? You'd have to have a refrigerated lorry for that, wouldn't you? A lorry that was very cold on the back, like a fridge. Because otherwise, as you're driving along, especially on a sunny day,
yeah,
sausages would start to cook. They'd get too warm, then we couldn't eat.
No. You'll get the cup full. You'll bother about the mind.
Thank you. Shall I pretend there's some Diet Coke cans in there?
Yes. And ginger beer.
Oh, and ginger beer. Well, I said I'll have six cans of Diet Coke and six cans of ginger beer. I don't think I can carry anymore.
Okay.
How's that?
I'll give you dirty beer. Daddy loves that dirty beer.
Dirty beer. Daddy loves dirty beer, does he? You call ordinary beer dirty beer, don't you? I don't think Daddy likes beer. Granddad does. I think Daddy drinks.
Daddy, one of his shoes is on the trailer. Somebody's there.
Who's there?
Follow her around.
Yeah, I think it's on Sandra Branch. She's in the door, don't you? I think that's all it is.
And I got some things on that. My dear.
Pardon?
Thing. Ice cream lorry man now.
You're an ice cream lorry man now.
You want ice cream?
Well, an ice cream would be nice because it's quite hot now, isn't it?
Then, man, put a funny tune on.
Learn the word.
You're looking for the teddy bear picnic one, aren't you? Because our ice cream man plays the teddy bear's picnic when he comes. Is that what you're looking for?
One of the ice creams are cold. Hot.
One of the ice creams is hot?
Yeah. But they leave it to cool.
Better leave it to cool.
That is best.
Well, I think if it's... Oh, that's the ice cream on the screen.
Didn't it enough?
The train man's got a tune, has he? Well, I think most of the trains just say woo woo, don't they? Isn't that what the trains say? Woo woo. Big cow, Tom should be.
It's too big. It's too big.
Is it?
Yeah.
Do you want to come and see what else is on this board?
Okay.
Here is a bus full of people. Are you sitting comfortably?
Yeah.
Here is a bus full of people. Some may be going shopping. The children could be going to school. Do you think the bus is on the motorway?
Look, there's a big train.
Oh, yes, on the next page. Oh, this looks like Burnish Station, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The express train is speeding along the rails, taking people from town to town. Clickety-clack, goes wheels. That's the noise it makes, isn't it? Clickety-clack. We say diddly-dum.
Yeah.
But they say clickety-clack. Clickety-clack's quite a good sound for the train.
Yeah. With that, it's got a big line.
That's a forklift truck in the background.
Yeah.
It says, this huge truck is carrying food to the shops. How many wheels can you see?
One, two, three, four. One, four, three, two, one.
Right, so very good. So we've got one, two, three, four on this side. So if you've got four on this side, do you think you've got four on the other side as well?
Yeah.
Right, so one, two, three, four, five, six, seven,
eight.
Eight wheels. Look at the ship getting ready to sail far across the sea. The little tugboats help it out of the port.
I'm not like those racing cars.
Racing cars? Oh, the racing cars are on the back page. Well, we've seen a motorbike today as well, haven't we, in Didsbury?
Yeah.
The motorbike only has two wheels. The rider must wear a crash helmet. Because motorbikes go very quickly, don't they? But you're in a lot of danger of falling off a motorbike. You're more danger of falling off a motorbike than you are falling out of a car. And if your head hit the road, oh, you're so dead. So they put a hard hat on. It'll look like Bob the Builder's hat, but look, it has a screen in front of your eyes to protect your eyes. What sort of a noise do the motorbikes make?
Zoom.
Oh, who's that?
Police
helicopter. Police helicopter, right. I thought you were going to say Harold the helicopter, but yes, police helicopter is a good description.
They run around.
That's right, the propeller's going round and round.
Okay. On the next page, show you.
Oh, yes, that's the previous page, isn't it? It's quite a few pages back. The big fat body of the cement mixer turns slowly round and round as it drives along. Up in the sky, the helicopter flies over towns and fields. Its blades go round and round. So the police go up in the helicopter. Who else do we know that goes in a little plane in the sky?
Me.
Me? Who else?
Me.
Who says, look up, look down, look all around. Up in the air.
Auntie Mabel.
That's right, Auntie Mabel. And Pippin.
I love Pippin's fur.
Look, Pippin's fur?
Yeah. Oh, Pippin's single. No bit taller than I shall.
You're telling my legs are a gate, are you?
I'll show you.
Oh. Oh.
Like it.
Gosh, I don't think one can get her legs up quite so high.
Open
please,
Kate. Second.
Okay.
Nina.
You do that with Daddy, don't you? Play that game where Daddy pretends he's a gate.
Yeah.
The yellow taxi has brought these people and their suitcases to an airport. They must pay for the ride. But can you see the control tower at the airport?
Yeah.
It's like Manchester Airport, isn't it?
There's no train.
Oh, there are trains at Manchester Airport, aren't there?
Yeah.
Because when we stood and watched that day, we lived by the shore, we could see the trains as well as the aeroplanes, couldn't we?
Yeah.
The yellow taxi has brought these people and their suitcases to an airport. They must pay for the ride. What do you think the lady's saying to the taxi?
I don't know.
How much do I owe you?
£4.
Oh, £4. Right, okay. Oh, look. This dump truck. Oh, I always thought they were called dumper trucks. This dump truck is full of sand. Its back tips up and up, and the sand falls out. Who uses a truck like that?
Thomas.
Thomas? It's about Bob the Builder.
Yeah.
The next page has something on the Bob the Builder might use as well.
Yeah.
Here is a bulldozer helping to make a new road. It pushes big piles of earth in front of it. What is this scooping up the earth? It can make very deep holes. We've got the racing cars now. You said you didn't like the racing cars.
No.
Why not?
your mummy.
Yes.
And my test liner.
Your test liner.
Jump in there and shut the door to go. Papa, please.
Okay.
There. I can make some room now.
You can make some room now.
You jump out there. Jump down there. Sit the door. What are you?
What do I owe you? Is that what the people said to the taxi man? What do I owe you, or how much do I owe you? I think you've heard Mummy say that to the taxi driver, haven't you? How much do I owe you?
What do I owe you, Mummy?
Just £1, please.
Okay, I'll get you.
Just a £1 coin would be really lovely. Thank you very
thank
much.
You.
Oh, thank you so much. Now that's clever, because that is £1 coin. You clever boy. Come here. Oh, you're a sweetheart. You're a clever boy, aren't you?
Thank you.
Right, the last page of the book. These racing cars don't drive on ordinary roads. They race round and round the track. Which one will win? Which one do you think will win? The red one or the blue one at the front?
That green one.
The green one at the back. You think he's going to go zoom, shoot past the others, do you?
What do I owe you?
What do you owe me? Well, what have you bought? What are you paying me for, Thomas?
Lots of money here.
Oh, I know, but you mustn't just give your money away. Money's hard earned, Thomas, and you've got to be very careful about how you spend it. Are you pretending I'm a taxi driver?
No, I'm not.
Oh, well, if you're the taxi driver, then it's usually the customer who says, how much do I owe you?
I'm the customer.
Yeah. Right, you're the customer now. Okay, so I've driven you somewhere in my taxi. Where have we gone in the taxi?
To stop there.
To where?
Manchester.
To Manchester, okay. Right, we're at Manchester now. Are we going shopping in the red shops?
Yes. Stop to a village, buy some sweets.
Oh, I thought you might have done. In a taxi all the way to Manchester just to buy a few sweets. How much do I owe you?
There you go.
Wow.
Whoops.
Well, that's lovely. Have you got enough money now to buy some sweets, or have you given it all to the taxi driver?
I just got some.
Well, you've saved some, are you good boy? Yes, you're clever boy.
There's a sweet shop. Give
Mup.
It's paid, thank you.
You paid for your sweeties?
Yeah.
That's a good boy.
I can't see your pocket. No?
I don't think you've got any pockets in those trousers. Look, you have in your shorts, but not in the trousers you're wearing today.
No, you got a pocket.
I got two pockets, look. You've got a pocket there, which you can certainly fill with money if you feel you must.
Okay.
Thank you. Is it all fallen out?
In your belly. Give me, sir.
Excuse me, sir. Want me to move my hand? What are you putting in my pocket?
Money.
Money? Wow. I bet it's toy money, isn't it? Look at the sun shining onto my little boy's head.
Yeah. Go away. Bang.
No, don't say that. We don't let it go away, bang.
As long as you go bang.
What did you say about bang?
I'm just glad you go bang. You got a zip.
What goes bang, Thomas? What goes bang?
Those are especially yours.
Those are especially for me, are they? Especially mine. What did you say goes bang, Thomas?
On the slide you go bang.
On the slide you go bang?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. You've been playing on the slide a lot recently, haven't you?
What I owe you?
For what, the taxi ride?
Yep.
Yeah. That's just £1 again, please.
We'll get some to my taxi.
Oh, I see. You're the taxi man now, are you?
In your pocket.
I've only got 24p in my hand. Let me see what I've got in my pocket. 50 pence, that's 74p. Oh, what else is here? 74 audit, 80. Taxi driver, I've only got 84 pence. Will that do?
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm sorry, I'm a little bit short. I'm about 19.
There's just one.
Oh, you're giving me 2p change. I was a little bit short, wasn't I?
That's...
I was about 8, 16p short. You're giving me 2p change. Well, perhaps I could go to the shop, to the penny tray, and buy 2 sweets. Cost me a penny each.
Okay. I buy some egg snakes.
You like buying jelly snakes in the sweetie shop, don't you?
Yeah.
Guess what? I was sitting on a pound coin. So now I've got £1.02. That's good, isn't it?
No.
Mup.
There you go.
Makes me laugh when you say mup. That's the sound that you do when you're pretending to be a shop till. Mup, isn't it?
Oh, the money dropped out.
Oh dear, dear.
Look, it's going over the money.
Oh, you're driving over the money?
Yes.
That's not so good, is it? Get the sweetie jar, we can buy some sweeties.
Today, presentment.
Never mind. Just wrecking the joint, aren't we? Right, now listen.
Let's open it.
What's inside this tin?
Sweeties.
Oh, lots of sweeties. Have you got some money to buy a sweet?
I've got
20 pence. You've got 20 pence? Well, you've actually got 52 pence, so you can buy a sweet for each of us. You take one of those. What colour have you chosen?
Orange and red.
Orange and red. Are you having both of those?
I'm thinking.
Oh, well, I'll have a red one and a yellow one. Is that right?
Yeah. I pop those. Here.
Right, okay, now we're not having any more.
I'm hiding them around my back.
You're hiding them?
Because nobody can see them.
Hiding them? Did you say you've hidden them around your back?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I thought you said something else, but you did mean you were hiding them. That's keeping us quiet now, isn't it? Mine tastes of pear, this white one. What does yours taste of?
Orange.
Orange? You've got an orange one. I've got a red one to eat in a minute. I wonder what that tastes of.
I've got red too.
You've got a red one. Oh, it's a red one in your mouth. It's an orange one in your pocket.
Number 10.
Does it taste of strawberries? Or raspberries or cherries?
Raspberries.
Does it? The red one taste of raspberries? That sounds nice.
It's shadowing
me.
Sweet lemon.
Well, I'm having a... Mine was a yellowy coloured one because it was a very pale yellow and it tasted of pear. There are some yellow ones in the tin. I think those taste of lemons. That's really nice. I'm going to put a red one in my mouth now. It's a nice little treat, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's very nice, Tom.
Yeah, nice.
to enjoy that. I don't think either of us can say very much now, can we?
No.
You don't eat as much chocolate as you used to.
No.
When you were a baby, you used to have some chocolate buttons nearly every day. Not when you were a tiny baby, when you were a bit older. I used to give you just a few.
Yeah. More.
You did, I used to give you just a few. Yeah. Usually after breakfast, when you'd had some fruit.
Yeah, more. Mm.
But with all these Easter eggs, we haven't eaten any Easter eggs, have we? Because Daddy's on a diet. And I never really think of eating chocolate unless somebody else does. So we have an awful lot of eggs up there.
Yeah.
I think you're more into jelly type sweets now, aren't you?
Yeah.
You still like chocolate though. If somebody gave you chocolate, you'd eat it, wouldn't you? When Mummy was having you, when you were a little baby in Mummy's tummy, I loved jelly. I used to eat jelly babies and jelly beans and packet jelly. Jelly, oh, I love jelly.
I have jelly beans.
So that's probably where you've got it. Man, are you collecting coat hangers on you now?
Mummy.
Yes.
What are you doing with those hangers?
There we are. Well, when Mummy was trying to get the washing ironed, well, after it got it ironed, what am I talking about? I hung it on hangers. Well, I've left some of them down here because I'll be doing some more ironing later on, fortunately.
Oh, yeah?
He doesn't really like ironing.
What about your hanger?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay.
What colour hangers have you got, Mr. Coat Hanger Man?
A red,
blue. You're a red and blue?
Pink.
And pink. And the green ones or purple ones?
Got green and purple ones.
Have you? Which, see, I really don't want large coat hangers. I only want them for my little boy Thomas's coat.
There you go.
Oh, look at that, a blue one, blue for a boy. Oh, yes, I think Thomas would like that. Look, it's got a little bar there where we can hang his trousers, and we can hang his shirt on there.
Yeah.
And two little hooks. We could dangle something down from there, couldn't we?
Yeah.
Don't know what. I'll take that, please. How much is that?
Lots of pounds.
Oh, you're paying me, are you? Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, you've taken the coat hanger back then. Thank you.
That's just the right size.
It's just the right size. Just what I need.
Goodbye.
Oh, thank you so much. So you've given me a coat hanger and you've given me £1.32. That's a wonderful bargain.
Daddy wants a better one.
Well, yes, I don't think these will be large enough for Daddy. I'll tell you what, have you a pink one? Because Daddy could give it as a present to Abigail, couldn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Oh, there's a pink one. How lovely. How much do we owe you, Thomas? Oh, you've given me a pink coat hanger and a 50p piece. Wow, I like this shop. Marvellous.
Goodbye.
Oh, goodbye. Can you have a kiss to Mr. Coat Hanger Man?
He can't
hang
me.
Oh, poor Mummy. Oh. Well, I hope the Coat Hanger Man comes back. Because I'd like to buy a green coat hanger and I'd like a kiss. Do you think he sells green coat hangers?
Yeah,
he has. Oh, here he is. Hello, Coat Hanger Man. Thank you so much. How much do I owe you?
There's a pound.
Oh, you've given me a green coat hanger and a pound. Can I have a kiss, please?
Thank you, Dad.
Oh, of course I can. That was a wonderful kiss. Oh, that was really nice.
What are you owing?
What, for the kiss? Yeah. Well, I'll give you a pound because it was quite a nice kiss, wasn't it?
Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. Would you like another kiss?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I'll give you 50p for that kiss because that was not quite as good as the first, but jolly nice. Okay?
Yeah.
Right, I think I better have a goodbye kiss now, don't you?
I've got 34p. Shall we have a 34 pence kiss?
Yeah.
Oh, this should be a nice one. Oh, that was a nice one. Is this a 34p kiss, bye-bye kiss?
Yeah.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.